The Life Model, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. The Atelier, by Alex O'Lippert. I noticed her gaze from the window screen. I felt it on my skin along the edge of my hair, on the back of my neck. The idea that a pencil was going to draw me in an hour's time was very tantalizing. Imagine it, Thomas. I stood there, naked, in the atelier. While you were sleeping, my love. Yesterday, when I wrote the note to you that I had come out here, I thought about how my nudity in front of an artist would tickle your fancy. Lay quite still. I want to fondle your breast while I tell you all about it, whispering in your ear. And it's the first time you've ever modelled, she asked, her black dress billowing slightly in the wind. Yes, absolutely, I answered. I'd waited up for some time. It would be fascinating seeing an artist go about their work. My partner Thomas is quite crazy at the thought of it, but he couldn't make it today. I put my glass of red wine down on the podium, carefully pulled my white t-shirt over my head and lay it down on the wicker chair. A cat sat purring in the chair, rubbing one of its ears. I lovingly scratched it on the neck. The afternoon sunshine flickered on the wall. The red flowery skirt that she complimented me on in the changing room slipped down. The brasserie loosened its grip. White lacy panties softly crumpled in folds on the wooden floor. I slowly folded the clothes together and hung them on the back of the chair. I drew the time out. Two men in swimming trunks, with a towel under their arms, wandered past on the gravel pathway down towards the beach. My naked body was visible through the blinds. They didn't look up. I had an incredible desire to be seen, quite by chance, make eye contact. You'll come too next time. How often have you encouraged me to be a life model? Models wanted. When I saw it in a hotel brochure, I knew that this would finally be it. It would happen. It was fine that you didn't come along yesterday to Marianne's atelier. As I pulled my bike up the gravelly garden path, along the cabin's south-facing gable, catching sight of the high atelier windows, I actually quite enjoyed being alone. The red two-piece door was half open. The glass was long, full of daisies, and a wealth of white and pink hollyhocks outside the house. The bees were busy here. Marianne appeared in the doorway. She was very tanned, especially on her face. She had friendly blue eyes and long, henna-dyed hair, held up with a fake silver hairpin. She had just taken a shower, as her hair was slightly damp, and the black, long and slightly see-through dress clung to her thighs. When she walked into the brightly lit atelier, holding a tray with cheese and wine, I noticed that she wasn't wearing any underwear. "Well, at least you have the body to be a life model," she said. "Let's see how far I get today. If you can also come back a bit later in the week, that would be great." She paused at the easel, hummed to herself and looked through a few pencils. She seemed experienced and straight to the point. I turned towards her,